Welcome back into the Morning Blitz. Boji Wood right here with you on Game Day. SportsRadio.com brought to you by Firehouse Subs, over 1,000 locations nationwide. Firehouse Subs, the hero of all subs. We've got action tonight, both in the NFL and the NCAA. Let's go ahead and bring in Mike Bernard for this segment. Mike, Thursday night action in the NFL, the Raiders and the Niners. Raiders are 1-6. They've got to travel about 30 miles down to Santa Clara, take on the 1-7 49ers. Another thrilling primetime game in the NFL.
Yeah. Fox is trying to hype the game as a battle of the Bay and so forth, but it's simply a game between two very bad teams. I think, as the case was last week and 2 weeks ago, the vast majority of the audience will be fantasy football players and bettors.
Yeah, I know I will not be tuning in to this one at all. The Raiders, I mean, they thought they were getting their savior coming back home in Chucky Gruden. Just hasn't happened. They can't run the ball. Their defense allows more than 30 points a game. They gave up 42 on the Colts last week. And for some reason, they seem, instead of stockpiling talent, they seem to be taking their talent and shipping it out of town. The Niners, they led Arizona for 59 and a half minutes, but they still lost in the last 30 seconds to drop to 1-7. Both of these seasons, and again, I'm not saying that these teams had aspirations for the Super Bowl or what have you, but with Gruden coming back in as coach of the Raiders and Garofalo being the quarterback for the 49ers, both of these franchises thought this season would be better than it's played out.
Yes, I agree. And the Niners, remember, before Garoppolo got hurt, a lot of the Niners and some of the insiders in the NFL thought the Niners had a chance to make the postseason, mm-hmm. and the Raiders were all hyped up. Their fan base was real excited. Remember, they moved to Vegas, and so they were thinking that they had a chance, too, with their old coach coming back. But he looks like he wishes he might be in the broadcast booth again. Tough year for both teams. When I take a look at numbers, the Raiders have covered just two of their last 10 road games. The Niners, not much better. They've only covered one of their last six home games. We've got two bad teams. They're both bad against the spread. They're both bad straight up. Coach, I won't watch this game. I'll watch the Temple Central Florida game.
No, I've already ordered pizza. It'll be delivered right before the 7:30 kickoff of the Temple Central Florida game. That's a 7:30 kick on ESPN. Yeah, we will not be watching any NFL football tonight. Central Florida coming in at number 12, I believe, if memory serves me correct, in the college football rankings. They put that 20-game win streak on the line tonight against Temple. Both these teams obviously playing on Thursday. They come off bye weeks. Temple's 5-3 overall. They're 4-0 in conference play. Last time out, they knocked off previously undefeated Cincinnati and kind of exposed them. Did take overtime. It shouldn't have, but they did get by the Bearcats. Central Florida, of course, they're 7-0. They're also 4-0 in the American Conference.
Right, two great teams, and I say great. I don't mean at the level of Alabama and Clemson, but they're very solid. And take the loss column out of the equation for Temple because they played a good schedule and they're playing better now. But something doesn't look right with this line in this game, Coach. Temple went on the road to Boston College. They were a 13-point underdog. They lost that game by 10 points. On Tuesday for this game, the line was at 10 at some casinos. It's hovering around 10 today. I'm thinking quarterback Mackenzie Milton's ankle injury may be worse than reported.
It may very well be, but at Temple, they're dealing with injuries too. Rockwell Armstead, their starting running back, he missed the Cincinnati game in which they won. He's listed as questionable for this game. Not a lot of depth for the Owls right now. Of course, Jeff Collins, only in his second year there at Temple, he's very undermanned. He needs one more recruiting class to really start competing for a conference championship. Josh Heupel came in from offensive coordinator out at Missouri to take on Central Florida head coaching job when Scott Frost left for Nebraska. One of the few times in the business where you actually inherit a warm bed to go into. But one thing I have to give Heupel a lot of credit for is that he's just driven the car. He hasn't done anything to mess it up. There are certain things that he's put his signature on, but he hasn't done anything to upset the apple cart with this program.
Right. I think he's done one of the top five coaching jobs in all of college football because that Central Florida team lost a lot of talent. Mm-hmm. They still have talent, but he came in and they haven't skipped a beat. So I agree with you on Josh Heupel. Temple, you talked about their running back. Without their top running back in their last game, they could only manage 80 rushing yards in that win over Cincy. The Owls run defense, you and I both know they're usually pretty good against the run. But they've allowed 200-plus yards on the ground for the last five games. And people think of Central Florida as this, rapid pace, throw it around. Well, they do go at a fast pace, but the offense is predicated on the run game. So the Knights average 260-plus on the ground. Temple struggling with run defense. That's going to be a big key in the game. As far as point spread trends, Temple, they've been a covering machine. Their last 27 conference games, they've covered 22. Central Florida, they love the spotlight of primetime games. The last 11 times they play on Thursday night games, they're 8-3 against the spread. Coach, this point spread tells me that Temple's going to keep it close, but I just don't like the matchup of the Central Florida run game versus that Temple run defense.
All right, Mike, we appreciate your time today. We've got to take a break. We'll talk to you again tomorrow on Inside the Numbers. We'll be right back. GameDaySportsRadio.com.